The Town Council and people of Taramundi welcome you to this archaeological site and thank you for your interest in learning about its distant past. May we remind you that for your own safety and for the preservation of the remains, access to the excavated areas is not permitted. If you are here with children, please watch over them to prevent potential accidents. Thank you for not littering the archaeological site. In panel number 1, you can find a list containing places of interest together with telephone numbers and a town map indicating the tourist facilities of Taramundi. We hope you enjoy your visit. We will now introduce you to the site. The hill fort of Taramundi, known as Os Castros, was discovered by José Manuel González, professor of the University of Oviedo, in 1969. Systematic excavation started 31 years later in July 2000. These excavations have been fostered by the Town Council of Taramundi and supported by the local hotel association and Tuta, together with the cooperation of the government of the Principality of Asturias. The archaeological works are framed within the so-called Plan Arqueológico de Cuenca del Navia Eo, or in English, the Navia Eo Archaeological Plan. Until 2008, the excavation seasons were very short, and the fieldwork team consisted of one or two archaeologists assisted by 12 volunteer undergraduates. From 2008 onwards, the archaeologists who directed and coordinated excavations are being assisted by several workers recruited by the town council. The aim was to advance the rate of excavation and gain a better understanding of the site, and in turn create a new attraction that would add to the touristic amenities already existent in the town, in addition to fostering the economic and social recovery of the region of Western Asturias. Following a decade of archaeological works on the site, in 2010 the remains excavated in the northern area of the hill fort were prepared to ensure their preservation and to make them understandable to the visitor. Traditional techniques and materials have been used throughout the preservation. For example, the restoration used stones recovered during the excavation from the collapsed huts and mud similar to that originally collected by the primitive settlers from the near Maya. Finally, with a view to waterproofing the walls and protecting them from weather erosion, an upper course of stone has been added to the top of the walls. The intervened areas have been marked by means of a small piece of machine-cut black slate, clearly visible in close-up but almost unnoticed from the distance in order to preserve the authentic view of the remains. All the processes have been accurately recorded by means of detailed stone-by-stone drawings and photographs, so that in the future, both parts, the original areas of the walls and the intervened ones, can easily be distinguished.